From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. President Bush says patrols along the United States-Mexico border will be enhanced with the help of up to 6,000 troops from the National Guard. The president unveiled the plan tonight in a primetime speech from the Oval Office. The president's remarks were timed to coincide with a debate on immigration in the U.S. Senate. It has struggled to find a compromise that balances calls for tougher border security with a push for making it easier for illegal immigrants to enter the country and work legally. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president began by speaking about how emotional the issue of immigration is for Americans. He cited the massive protests in support of immigrant rights across the country in recent months and the citizen groups that have formed to patrol the border on their own to keep immigrants out. The president tried to lay out a middle ground this evening. He said the nation is not in control of its borders, and that needs to change. In a nation of laws, he said, we must enforce our laws.
We're also a nation of immigrants, and we must uphold that tradition which has strengthened our country in so many ways. These are not contradictory goals. America can be a lawful society and a welcoming society at the same time. We will fix the problems created by illegal immigration, and we will deliver a system that is secure, orderly, and fair.
To beef up border security, the president said more border patrol agents need to be hired. He wants to add 6,000 new agents by the end of 2008, but in advance of that, he says the National Guard can be used, not for law enforcement, but as an increased presence along the border, watching for people trying to sneak into the country.
So in coordination with governors, up to 6,000 Guard members will be deployed to our southern border. The Border Patrol will remain in the lead. The Guard will assist the Border Patrol by operating surveillance systems, analyzing intelligence, installing fences and vehicle barriers, building patrol roads, and providing training.
Word of this new plan first broke last week, and critics said it would be a burden to a National Guard, already stretched thin because of the war in Iraq. The president had this response.
It is important for Americans to know that we have enough Guard forces to win the war on terror, to respond to natural disasters, and to help secure our border.
Mr. Bush also renewed his call for a program allowing workers to enter the country legally under a guest worker program. He said it would meet the needs of a U.S. economy that relies on the work illegal immigrants do, and it would give those workers a way to provide for families back home within the law.
A temporary worker program would reduce the appeal of human smugglers and make it less likely that people would risk their lives to cross the border. It would ease the financial burden on state and local governments by replacing illegal workers with lawful taxpayers.
As for illegal workers already in the U.S., for years working, raising families, the president offered this, a path to citizenship, but with a catch.
I believe that illegal immigrants who have roots in our country and want to stay should have to pay a meaningful penalty for breaking the law, to pay their taxes, to learn English, and to work in a job for a number of years. People who meet these conditions should be able to apply for citizenship. But approval would not be automatic, and they will have to wait in line behind those who played by the rules and followed the law.
The president insists this is not an amnesty program, though his critics disagree. He spoke of the need for immigrants to learn to speak English to help them to advance within the U.S. economy. Anticipating difficult debate in Congress this week, the president urged members of the House and Senate to conduct the debate in a respectful tone. It's not clear how much influence the president can still have on that debate, given the advanced stage of the process and his own slumping popularity, particularly on the issue at hand. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.